So welcome to the fifth episode. In this episode, I will be talking to you about more topics. So this is gonna be more like opinionated things that I agree and disagree on. So more about what I think. So right now I have a lot of opinions because of the whole pandemic thing. So I think that people should be careful if they haven't gotten the virus yet. I think that people should stay 6 feet apart because I think that's reasonable. I think people should understand that even if following rules isn't the greatest and the funnest thing to do, I think people should at least understand that it's for their own good. It's so they don't die. It's so they don't get sick. Because if you don't stay 6 feet apart, and you don't wear a mask, or you don't wear a mask, then you're putting yourself at risk. And it's especially scary to see older people not caring, because they're the ones that are mainly at risk. Now, everyone is, but, you know, younger people, it's easier for them to fight off these viruses, unlike old people, where they could get really sick and die, or they could just get really sick and take them a long time to recover. So, basically, those are my thoughts. I think people should go to stores and wear a mask for sure. I think that if you haven't had the virus, that you should wash your groceries. You could use soap and water to spray them with alcohol, rubbing alcohol. I think that people should recognize that you shouldn't just think about other people all the time. You should also think about yourself. Now, that might seem, well, then you're just focusing on yourself. Yeah, but you're also, if you think about yourself and what would happen, like, if you're going out with a friend for a walk and you're not staying 6 feet apart, well, if you are not staying 6 feet apart, then you could be putting yourself at risk, and you shouldn't be thinking about the other person getting sick. You should think about how this can affect me. However, you should also think, okay, I don't want to get this person sick, so I should be careful for them and for myself. Mostly for myself, but also for them. So think about yourself first, but also be considerate of other people and their thoughts, because it is hard, and I don't want to have like debates with people about like how careful you should be, like how crazy you should be, because you should be in the middle of being crazy and not crazy. Just stay in the middle and you'll be perfectly fine. I promise you, you'll be okay. You'll be fine either way. It's just that emotionally you'll be way off. You'll be better in the middle. Another thing, I think a lot of people, especially teenagers, as that's the title of this whole podcast thing, I think a lot of teenagers, because people are learning how to become more mature, I think a lot of people focus on themselves a lot, and I think they just need to learn that they need to also care about other people too, because if you're always caring about yourself and you're not even caring about other people, you're basically just kind of showing people, I don't really care about you, I care about myself more. And that's kind of sad, because you should be able to enjoy life, be with other people, and you should be able to, you know, be grateful and, like, you know, have fun, but also respect other people too, because if you don't respect people, then they're not going to be your friend. Now, the thing is, a lot of people that don't know how to do this, they usually learn it the hard way, and sometimes they have a lot of friends to start with, and then people start dropping out, and then pretty soon they don't really have any friends anymore. They might have like one or two maybe, but they usually don't have a lot of friends, and that's how people learn the hard way. But if you care about other people, and you're a good person, and you're smart enough that you know most things, then it's a lot easier Now, of course, you're going to have ups and downs along the way. People still might not want to be your friend. You still might not be super favorited or liked, but at least you're a good person, have a good heart, and you're going on the right path. Let's see, what else should I talk about that will keep you interested for like a little longer? I was just gonna talk to you about some things about the world. Not about how it is right now, because it's temporary, but like how it usually is. I think that people are using not only a ton of plastic, but I think people don't realize that it's really impacting the environment, in that it's destroying animal habitats, especially sea life, marine life. I think people don't really realize how it's actually killing fish and other sea creatures, like even plants, and it's just turtles and seals and other animals out there. It's becoming a huge problem, and it's causing pollution like in the ocean. It's just so dirty, it's full of garbage and yuckiness, and it's just not helping the environment. So I think that people should be using recyclable materials like paper, cardboard, and things that just aren't plastic. Like, just my assignment to you is just don't use a lot of plastic. Just don't use a lot of plastic, because if you do not use a lot of plastic, you're helping the environment. Believe it or not, you are. You are going to help the environment if you don't use a lot of plastic. We're going to go on to the next topic. This is kind of a lot of topics to cover in the span of, like, I don't know, like 15 minutes or however long this podcast is going to be. I don't know how long it's going to be. We'll have to see. Our next topic be? God, there's so much to cover. I mean, there are gonna be more episodes, but like, this needs to be interesting. So another thing is, I've been kind of deciding like what main theme to like make for this podcast, because the title is The Life of Teenagers, and I will be covering like how you can give people advice and how you can get through school and just things like that in general. But like, we need to have some kind of theme here of like how we're gonna get somewhere with this podcast. Now, I don't want it to go out public. I don't want it to be like the national public radio station thing. No. But I want it to be meaningful enough that people will enjoy listening to it wherever you are, whoever you are, and that you find this helpful to you in life, because it's really important to be able to find people and even recordings online that will help you get through things that are hard. Okay, so that brings us to our next topic, and this is about giving people advice. So you should always give people advice when you can, but what's really important is that you should only give people advice if they want it and need it. Because sometimes you might think that you're helping someone if you're giving them advice about something like how to complete a project or how to not procrastinate. But the truth is, if that person doesn't really care or like seem to need it, you should just focus on the people that like really need your help, because then you can really give people advice, and then it's really helpful for you too, because then you can learn, okay, these people need advice, these people need more help, these people, you know, they have it, they know what to do, things like that. My next thing is also just in general, like this is like in general, I feel like a lot of people, they don't really talk about their problems a lot. I think people should go a little more out of their comfort zone, because if you never tell people your problems, or you don't share like what's really going on in your life. I feel like people aren't going to get to know you so well, and your relationship, it won't be as strong in the sense that you can talk about almost anything. I think the thing is, it really depends on people's personalities, because there are a lot of personalities out there. There are strong personalities where you need to, you know, like, build forgiveness and, like, be able to, you know, stick up for yourself and be able to gain trust from people. And there are also the people that, like, there are some people out there that are really nice. They're kind of vulnerable. They don't know how to stick up for themselves. There's some people that are going to be super sassy and super rude and super jerky. There are other people that are just really nice, patient, caring, smart. There are other people that are nice but aren't really good with patience. And everyone has strengths and weaknesses with their patience, or really just anything. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses in life. Okay, like, you gotta admit that you have a weakness, okay? Everyone has weaknesses. Okay, let's just be real. My weakness, try new fruits and vegetables. That's a weakness right there. I admitted it, so I encourage all of you who are listening to this podcast to admit your weaknesses too. Because it's true. I bet that all of you that are gonna listen to my podcast ever in your life are gonna have a weakness. Don't tell me that you don't, because nobody's perfect. Nobody in this planet is perfect. How do I know this? Because I learned people. I learned. Also, my first grade teacher was a perfectionist, and I learned that she's completely wrong. You can't be perfect. You can't not make mistakes, because I have made so many mistakes in life. I have no idea how many I made. I've made probably hundreds, as well as everyone else in the world has made hundreds. Now, some mistakes are big, some are small. Mistakes include forgetting something that you need for school, making typos when you're texting someone, all kinds of things, okay? I mean, I've made so many mistakes, it's like almost easy to make them. Not easy, but like, it's not, you know, hard to make one. I mean, I made mistakes throughout this podcast because I might not know what to say. I might mess up on saying a word. I mean, like, you're gonna make mistakes in life. Everyone does. I have an idea for the next episode. I think I'm gonna make a episode where I talk about, like, some favorite memories. And then the next podcast after that, I think it'll be more about advice type things. Like, more like kind of not personal, but like more topics that, like, are a little deeper and not so, like, just out there topics. And what I mean by out there topics, I mean just like things like fashion trends and all kinds of stuff. I mean, like, how you can gain certain skills, because I think it's really important that you just learn how to gain certain skills, because you don't need to know everything in life, because nobody knows everything. But what you do need to know is that it's good to know a little bit of everything and multiple categories, so then if you ever need to, you know, prepare for a test that, like, has something that you might know already, it will help you get, like, a head start, and it'll be ahead of people. Not everyone likes being ahead. Everyone likes winning. Everyone likes, you know, getting to success. But, of course, you won't always succeed. You'll fail many times. Whenever you try something new, it will probably take you many, many times until you finally do a good job. Some things come quicker than others. Some things come slower than others. And the thing is, you just kind of gotta try things out, kind of improvise, because you won't always have a super easy life. Sometimes you'll have a hard life. Sometimes it won't be that hard. But you just kind of gotta play things and balance things and see, okay, well, this works out and that doesn't, it, and things like that. So yeah, this episode is actually getting to be long, and that's a good thing. I don't want it to be like an hour and a half, because I think that's a little bit ridiculous. So for this episode, I'm gonna make it like 15 minutes long, and then the next one might be like 25 minutes. It'll take a really long time to upload, which is kind of annoying. Also, if any of you are really bored and you think that my podcast is not super interesting to you, give me some tips. Just tell me what I can make on a podcast to tell me what I can do to make it better, so then I can kind of learn, okay, this is what people like and stuff like that. So just let me know what I can do, and if you want to listen to my podcast or anyone's podcast, you can just download the Anchor app. It's for free. You can also get Spotify. I don't have Spotify, so you won't be able to reach me on there. But yeah, so thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next episode. Well, I'll be talking to you in the next episode. So in the meantime, have a great rest of your day.